This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is 7:09 of the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You want to go see Conor McGregor fight in Las Vegas at UFC 303? We're giving you a chance to go. All you need to do is stop by a couple locations in the Tampa Bay area, grab yourself an ice cold Bud Light, and then take your phone and go over there and scan the QR code, and you'll automatically be entered to win. We're paying for your airfare. We're paying for your hotel at the Mandalay Bay. And you get two tickets to the fight, compliments of Bud Light, and 102.5 The Bone. You can go to BudLightUFC.com for a complete list of locations for such places such as the Press Box on Dale Mabry, Miller's Ale House in Tampa, and Riveters on Dale Mabry. It was just a couple of the places you can go, and you can scan the QR code for your chance to win. You go to BudLightUFC.com. It gives you all the details. Keep listening here, and you can also go to 102.5 website, theboneonline.com, and get all the details. I think I'm going to that fight. Oh, I would like to go. Yeah, absolutely. I've never seen Conor McGregor fight. My son graduates from high school. I think we're going to make a nice little boys trip in Vegas.
Yeah, father-son time.
I'm not that guy, though, that's going to be like, hey, let's go out to the ranch or whatever that whorehouse is.
Take your son out there?
I never saw that. Yeah,
that's weird. I thought it closed after, what's his face, David Hoff died?
Maybe. I'm just saying, I could never be that guy. Like, I don't even think I could go to a strip club with my son.
There's one that's ran by a woman because they did like a TV show about it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
Fat Sluts?
No. Nope. But she's like.
I'd go see a band called Fat Sluts.
What's her name? The Hollywood Madam. What was her name?
Remember? Heidi Fleiss?
Yeah, and I went all crazy. Didn't she have one out there for a little while?
No, I think she was at, what's his face?
Dennis Hoff's
place. Dennis Hoff's place, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
She had the list of celebrities, didn't she?
Right, yeah, because she was the madam.
She was the first person to tell us Trump.
Yeah.
It was Trump, Bo Dietl. I'm trying to think of the ones, the people that she said off the air. I'm just ratting around. Trump, Bo Dietl, and Charlie Sheen at the time. Everybody knew.
Tiger Blood.
Nobody was afraid of that. Carmen.
No, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
It says the Chicken Ranch brothel is still open.
Chicken Ranch is open.
Yeah. That's
the one I think that I've been to.
Okay.
I've never partaken in the sex. I would totally 100% tell you, but we did a radio thing where we went to Vegas and we took a bunch of guys on a bus to the Chicken Ranch, and then I had to sit there and wait for them to do their banging. And then we arrived. It's far out, too.
No, I'm guessing that's the one. That's the place that always offers the Super Bowl winners a party of their life, because they've done it the last 2 years.
Oh, really?
There's a brothel in Vegas that says the Super Bowl winners, the whole team is welcome to come out and have the ranch to themselves. And,
that's pretty nice. I remember walking into it, and there's like a real velvety entrance room, and there's like menus, and you pick what you want on the menu.
A classy joint.
I gotta tell you, I take the Chicken Ranch.
Yeah.
Sounds good. You know what I did? I played pool while the guys were banging. And basically, it's just a bunch of interconnected trailers. It's not really like a house. And I played pool. I want to say it might have been with Big Dick. And they had beers there. And I was like, hey, can I buy a beer? And they're like, no, what you have to do is you have to go to the machine, buy coins, and take the coin over here to give us a coin for the beer. And I went, okay. Yeah. So I had to do that. And so I played pool and drank $12 beers at a whorehouse that I didn't even have sex
in.
And then one guy stayed when we left. And they limoed him back because he just wanted to keep buying more stuff.
Yeah, nice. Isn't that weird, though, that they have those laws where you can't buy the beer, so you have to buy the coin and do the thing, whatever? there's always a workaround. Yeah. You, like, or, isn't there in Utah where you have to become a member of a thing?
Same thing here.
Or there's another thing.
Like
where,
any of these VFWs or whatever, you got to be a member, but then you could drink there.
There is also one where you have to stand. You can't sit and drink.
Oh,
you have to stand and drink. And it's
what?
Like, well, yeah, but also, why are we making these laws? Because you know there's workarounds and people are still going to do it.
The warehouse itself. So these guys traveled there. They went and found a lady who had been who'd gotten her medical stuff done, her blood work and all that stuff, that was healthy to be there. And then she they made sweet love. He gave his hard-earned money to her, and everybody high-fived and left, and everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Why don't they have more of that just around?
Now, do you wear protection at brothels?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's an upgrade if you don't, but, I mean, who would not?
I know in, my friend told me in Amsterdam you have to wear protection.
I would think, especially if the girls are tested in there and everything, you would have to do that because...
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could be like $100.
Let me take a couple weeks off.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was the chicken ranch brothel that invited the Super Bowl winners, and they call it the Sextravaganza.
You keep saying chicken ranch, and all I want is McDonald's.
Chicken bacon ranch wrap.
Let me tell you, don't sleep on Huey Magoo's.
Dude, you're not wrong.
Huey Magoo's, people are still we're eating chicken at my house for the UFC, are still like, where did you get that chicken? Huey Magoo's.
They got to rethink the name.
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like
I like to say it. It's kind of fun. Huey Magoo. Huey Magoo.
Huey Magoo.
Anybody watch that Seinfeld Pop-Tart movie?
I actually did.
No.
I heard it was very good.
I was like, I don't think it's going to be any good. It just seems kind of cheesy, whatever. But it was on, and I was like, all right, I'll just pop it on. And I started watching it. First off, everybody is in it.
Yeah.
Every comedy person you've ever seen is in the movie.
Yep.
And it actually is really good.
Like, I mean, it's not good like a great story. It's a funny, kind of like cheesy movie.
Yeah, and it's basically they're taking off the race to space, whatever. So it's the race to have the Pop-Tart or the breakfast pastry or whatever. But it's funny, and they have a bunch of like stuff that obviously comes true in the future that they make fun of. And, you know, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's worth watching. It certainly didn't break any walls down. It wasn't like, oh my god, that movie. It was just a silly, fun movie that you know, a bunch of really rich people who were funny put together and did it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check in with Galvin. He has today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. Do not forget, this Sunday is Mother's Day. So if you want to get something for the mother in your life, stop into Pelt Shoes. They have 6 locations throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers. Maybe they've been thinking about some heels, some different boots, some sandals, something like that. Or maybe you have no idea. You're like, I don't know what they want. I don't know what size they are. You always get a gift card. Do that. That would be something nice for them. They can go and pick out their own stuff. You don't have to be a mom to get shoes there. Of course, they have everything for everybody, whether kids or, you know, you need some dress shoes, you need some athletic shoes. They have them right there in stock, ready to go. So surprise the mom in your life and stop at a Pelts today and make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Calta Show sent you. I got to tell you, I'm changed my boom arm here on my microphone. And because this one was in my face, I'm not happy with it.
Because of the keyboard?
I'm like over here too much.
Yeah,
it's not working for me. I got to figure something out. We'll figure it.
You want me to just hold his mic?
That's what I was just going to say. You want me to hold it for you?
I'm looking at different things. I'm like, can I put it back there and have it over me? I'll be like, let me kill Meister.
Come on, Joe, help him out. You're right there.
I'm here. I'm helping.
I have another arm.
Yeah, I have that other one that was over here. But I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But if you're watching on Bone TV and I look out of whack, that's why. Mystic Dan ran to victory in a tightly contested race at the 150th Kentucky Derby on Saturday as the 18-1 long shot edged out Sierra Leone and Forever Young in a photo finish. Jockey Brian Hernandez Jr. guided Mystic Dan past runner-up Sierra Leone and Forever Young at the pole.
It was, a photo finish. It was neck and neck, man.
Making Kenny McPeak the first trainer since Ben Jones in the 1952 to win the Derby and Kentucky Oaks in the same weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't even know what that is.
Me either.
Another race. It's another race. Yeah. So 18-1, man. You put some money on that. You made some decent money.
Because like, there's the big three, like races, right?
Triple Crown, yes.
And then, but like, how many other races do they run a year?
Oh, there's a ton of different races. Whether these horses are racing in them or not, like the Belmont Stakes and stuff, which I think Mystic Dan they were talking about is sitting out of that. I don't know whether they're going to be a... Yeah, but that's the Triple Crown. That's the big three races. But there's races every
day. All the time.
Yeah, and there's races all over the world, too. Oh, yeah. You know, Saudi Arabia and all different places.
I would just have to imagine that they have to put a limit on how many races a horse can run.
Oh, yeah, they do. I mean, obviously... You know, a lot of horses die from horse racing, right, which is very sad. But I don't know how regulated it is. But it's a lot like fighters. Fighters can only fight a certain amount during the year.
Three or something, right?
Yeah, they can't be fighting, you know, every other month or anything like that. Oh, they have to make sure that they're checked out.
Man, they euthanize those horses right on the track. It's wild.
I remember that show, what was it called? Lock, I think. The show that was on HBO.
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman. Lock or Lucky or whatever it was. They had to shut that down because they had like five horses die.
Yeah.
And they never said why.
Yeah,
it was like, all a mystery.
Turned out it was Dustin Hoffman. He used to bite them. Bite them right in the face.
That's rude.
How do they euthanize them?
I'm guessing a shot.
Yeah.
It's
some type of drug. Yeah. But yeah, if they break their legs in the races, they cover them with a sheet right there in front of everybody and euthanize
the
horse.
Are you serious?
Oh,
yeah.
100%. Yeah.
That's what we're going to do to you if you ever go down.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Right. Cover you with a sheet right there in the studio.
I guess there's no coming back from a broken leg if you're a horse.
Yeah, it doesn't. It never heals right.
And which they're too
big. Crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. You're telling me 2024, we can't figure out how to fix a horse's leg?
Have you seen how they try to do it? Where they have to hoist them up and lift then they them, keep them. Yeah, they keep lift, them in that keep until them the leg. But the problem
is.
Yeah,
if they put any pressure on it, snap.
Pain, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Right. They yell.
And think about their body size compared to their legs. I know their legs are strong, but it's all like up in their hip.
Right. Yeah. Those little ankles and stuff snap.
You know, Joe Theismann said that when they snap their leg like that, not the horses, but people, and they put it back together, they encourage you to walk on it right away. That causes the bone to fuse together. So I wonder, I guess maybe the horse is too much weight to do that.
You got tiny raccoon ankles.
Send him to Christy Gnome's house.
Oh, dude.
Let her take care of him.
She was just lining them up one after the other.
Put them in the gravel pit.
She's like, it's like a big dog. I'll shoot it.
No big deal. Whatever.
A school district in Ohio went on lockdown last week after what happened on campus.
Oh, it was a person with a gun.
Oop, person with a gun?
Somebody ordered Uber Eats.
Somebody ordered Uber Eats. Yeah. We've seen that before.
Yeah, that was my guess.
Uber Eats. No, this the school went on lockdown last week when Bigfoot was spotted walking around the campus.
Oh, yeah. You got a lockdown.
Where is this?
This was in Ohio.
Oh, you know, known for Bigfoot.
Yeah, did not know that Bigfoot was up there. Turns out it was a parent playing a prank.
Oh, wow.
That's just that a goof.
I wish they would have shot him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but prosecutors are actually reviewing it. They may press charges. We have some video there. Oh. Look on Bone TV. Bigfoot. Hey, I'm at the school. Look at me. Like, how dumb are you? With everything that's going on in the world right now and all the stuff that's happening on campuses, that you would go to a school dressed as Bigfoot.
So dumb. Although the guy was like, I don't have a gun. I'm just Bigfoot. Nobody's going to believe it.
Yeah. But again, don't you clear that with the school first? You're like, hey,
what
I want to
call it? Hi, I'm going to dress up like Bigfoot.
Go I want to prank my son.
The minute you say it out loud, it sounds so dumb.
Exactly. Right. So you don't do it.
The only way to pull that off is if you lie and say you're military and you're back in town and your son doesn't know you.
Right.
I want to do one of those reveal videos.
But still, man.
You clear with the school.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe next time be like Darth Vader or a clown or something.
Do a clown. No, people
don't
freak out.
What if you're not military, but you dress up as like a militia person with a bunch of guns? And you go, no,
that's fun too.
That was a bad idea.
Just could've walk been. On with a cooler and see what happens.
You don't understand. My son loves G.I. Joe, so I dressed as G.I. Joe. Yeah. I have a hot or not for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
The parents of a 14-year-old New Jersey girl reportedly molested by her female teacher and mentor are now suing. And have released disturbing new details about how the educator allegedly groomed their daughter with sex talk and then groped her breast in the school hallway.
Ooh.
You say bad, I say talk slower.
So the pupil was walking into the class when Jenna Skabica, who is 38 years old, a special ed language arts teacher, just happened to be standing in the doorway of her own classroom and called the student over. The teen walked over to her, who then, the teacher, began fondling, rubbing the girl's breast with one hand. She was poking, touching, massaging, and rubbing the breast, according to the court papers.
It's so hot when you say it like that.
Yeah, right? I wanted Carmen to read this story. Yeah. The teacher then took the back of her hand and placed it on the girl's forehead to imply that the girl was getting hot.
Yeah.
The teacher then used both of her hands and began rubbing, poking, and inappropriately touching the teen's breast, according to the family. The assault was caught entirely on camera, according to the filing. Police now have charged the suspended teacher with one count of harassment, and which is a misdemeanor. So it's a 14-year-old female student, and the teacher is Jenna Skabica, something like that. 38 years old, and this is in New Jersey. Mike Kelta, hot or not?
My wife's from Jersey. She's hot. Mm-hmm. Molesting a special needs student, though.
Well, it doesn't say that the student is special needs, but it does say the teacher is a special needs teacher. She's a special education language and arts teacher.
Okay. So, so maybe it was just somebody who's a little...
14-year-old.
Yeah. You got ghosts in your clothes.
I'm going to say not hot.
You're going to say not hot?
Yeah, I'm going to say a little chubsy-hubsy.
Okay. Gio, what do you think?
The teacher's, she's poking, she's prodding, she's juggling.
Groping, yeah.
No caressing.
The teachers are usually hot.
Oh. Rubbing, massaging, touching, poking. You say hot?
I say hot.
All right.
Hugging, touching, squeezing.
Yeah. Spanish, what do you think?
Galvin, this is the perfect way to start off Teacher Appreciation Week. She's hot.
All right. I'll appreciate her if she's hot.
Damn right.
Carmen, what do you think?
Lady teachers who touch little boys are hot.
Mm.
Lady teachers who touch little girls, not hot.
Not hot. All right, so we're split right down the middle. Gio in Spanish are appreciating teachers.
Yep.
Mike and Carmen say not hot. Pap, show me Jersey. She's hot.
God. Yes.
Wow. Looks like Galvin.
No, it never changes it.
No, I gotta tell you, you freaked me out, Carmen.
Spanish was like, that was like Galvin.
I was like, what? Am I having a stroke?
I don't know. I can't really even see.
I can see. She's
what is
hot,
wrong with this lady?
I don't know.
She likes to touch, hug, squeeze, and love boobs.
Yeah, dude, she's squeezing, poking, prod, man. Good for her.
Poke.
but the best line was she touched her forehead to imply that. Like,
yeah.
Did she just poke it? That's what I imagine. She just boop.
She's doing this. She's doing the little fondling and stuff, and then she put her hand to the girl's forehead like, ooh, you're getting hot, right?
Is it hot in here? Or is it just me?
I wish she also pooped her nose.
Poor chick was probably just trying to be a fun-loving little teacher. And next thing you know, everybody's suing. I say that now. The day my daughter comes home and she's like, some woman was touching my breast, and I go there and kill everybody.
Yeah.
And it's on video, the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they have the teachers where they have the different signs out front whenever they come in, and they could high five or they could do the dance or do the. She just has poke your boob.
Smack it up.
What do you want me to do? Poke it, massage it, caress it?
If your daughter does come home and say something like that happened and you go to the school and it's that super hot teacher, are you like. Now,
let me tell you, say.
You know what I mean? Now we got to do something.
You know what he does? He goes to the school dressed as Bigfoot. Right?
Like, you got to work that in your favor somehow.
I let my wife go down there.
Oh, and then.
Go down there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going to say that on purpose.
We got you.
Oh, gosh. Okay,
it is. What?
Teacher appreciation.
Yeah. Time for a conference.
Oh, my God.
People over 60 are warning younger adults of things they wasted too much time on when they were younger. It's always good to get advice. Somebody who's been through a little bit more life than you. They include things that they say they wasted too much time on when they were younger. Trying to be friends with people who don't want to be friends.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't think I wasted.
Yeah, you're pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm not like, hey, I'm trying to be cool guy. I'm just like, I never wanted to be friends with somebody who didn't want to be friends with me.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that are like, yeah, I'll crack this nut. I'll figure it out. You know,
like something maybe early 20s because you're like new and you're trying, and if especially if you move and you're just trying to make new friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, trying too hard.
Yeah, you just try, but then at some point. If you don't give up, then you just...
I suggest poking their breast?
No.
Touch a frog.
Overworking.
Yeah.
Overworking.
So listen, that's one thing I would say is when you have kids that you should make sure you try and work out your schedule. because I worked a lot when, you know, but I don't feel like I missed out. I was there for every practice, everything, every school event, every father son donut day and all that stuff. But I would regret that if I missed it.
Mm-hmm. You know, but you have a great schedule.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very lucky.
Abnormal schedule. Yeah.
I missed all that stuff. And yes, I do regret it.
Oh, you got to find your balance.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me your balance.
Yeah, you do.
My balance was do everything.
Yeah,
I did everything I had. Everything I had to do.
My balance is don't have kids, so you don't have to do it.
John Brennan's kids were at the thing we did on Friday, and I gave his daughter a drumstick because she wanted a drumstick, so I gave her a drumstick. And then I came back over with another drumstick, and I said, clearly a guy who only has one kid who gives one kid a drumstick and not the other one. Like, that's totally going to start a fight. I know that it will. So I had to give the son a drumstick, too. Which, by the way, now the son wants to play drums. He's ready to yell. I'm like, yeah, do it. Let's go. Some of the other stuff they said, people over 60 warning younger adults they wasted too much time on is cleaning.
Oh, good there.
Too much cleaning.
Oh, right. Can I tell you, though? I just bought a new steamer, and I used it for the first time this weekend. If you have a house and you clean it yourself, get a steamer. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it is magic.
So, Carmen, you clean like normal. Like, I'm sure you're cleaning like normal and stuff, but when you use that steamer, are you amazed at how dirty your house was still cleaning?
100. I mean, not really, because my house hasn't been updated in 20 years, so it's just disgusting. But, I mean, but like when I did the bathroom floor, I was shocked at what it looked like at the, like, you know what I mean? And I clean it regularly. I do the Swiffer. I sweep, da-da-da. With a steamer,
grout.
Dude, I walk. I walk barefoot now.
Carmen, can I borrow your steamer today? This afternoon, Ryan Sandberg is coming over to clean my house. So, Cubs player, baseball. Back to
Tony. Yeah. I got you.
Give
me a second.
Can borrow it.
I had you.
I was trying to think of an older baseball player.
I thought when you said that, I was thinking Andy Sandberg.
Yeah, same.
I was
like,
Mike Schmidt. Is that better? Mike Schmidt's going to come by.
I forgot about it.
Some of the other stuff, worrying about things that are out of your control.
Yeah, oh, I do that all the time.
I never do that. Oh, I never do that. I am the king of, it'll work out.
Yeah.
I overwhelm myself.
But have you always been that way, or did you get to an age where that was the thing?
No, I've always been that way. I've always been that way of, you know, I think I'm lucky. I think that, you know, that has a lot to do with it. I have that mindset of going in. I always tell Gio, you're not going to win gambling because you have the mindset that you're going to lose. And I really think that that affects you.
That,
I always go in thinking I'm going to win, and I always think that it'll work itself out because it always does.
That's also the mindset of the youngest child. That's a very the youngest child mindset, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
But good for you. I mean, I'm glad that you've had not a lot of stress in your life.
So not only is today Teacher Appreciation Day, but today is also National Nurses Day.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, ladies, if you dress up as a nurse on a Tuesday, it's going to be fun.
Not gonna be mad.
You're going to have a good time.
The scrubs are hot. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, not the scrubs. I'm talking old school white dress.
I like the scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want those scrubs.
Yeah. The scrubs smell like death from the hospital. That's the best.
Jeez.
Oh, Lord.
What if I just wear a medical gown?
Yeah.
Just wear that around. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? So last night, did you watch it? It was pretty great. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen's 13-year marriage and subsequent divorce caught a lot of attention from different comedians and fellow football players as the NFL legend took jokes in stride while being honored during Netflix's live special, The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady. It was hosted at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. Host Kevin Hart opened the roast by joking that Brady had left former coach Bill Belichick high and dry for Tampa Bay Buccaneers when he left the Patriots in 2019 after 20 seasons. We have some of the different clips of different stuff from the roast. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. A+.
Yeah.
For it being live, too.
Right.
It was way too long.
It was.
Can we agree, Ron Burgundy's not funny anymore?
No.
I got to tell you.
That was way too long.
I would have done without that.
Yeah, that was way too long, and let that character go. Retire that character. Will Ferrell came out as Ron Burgundy as a special guest, And yeah, it's just like the whole, stop beating that dead horse.
The whole time, they kept cutting to Shane Gillis in the crowd.
Yeah,
I'm like, get rid of Ron Burgundy and put Shane Gillis up there.
Yeah. By the way, Shane Gillis, way to dress up for the event.
Right,
yeah.
That was hilarious.
I would have done without Randy Moss. I would have done without Julian Edelman.
Should have been shorter. No, shorter. Edelman was great.
Yeah, Edelman was the best. I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean Edelman, but I'm just saying, like, you don't need all those players as opposed to the comedians.
Yeah, I would have preferred more comics, and the players should have way less time.
They just needed Gronk and Edelman, those two.
Yeah. And Bledsoe was great in the beginning.
Bledsoe was Bledsoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have done without Segura and Kreischer.
I gotta tell you,
that was not the best.
Bert was
very nervous.
Yeah, and Bert reads the teleprompter. Oh. So when Tom's talking, Bert's going... And then later on, they showed Bert on the side, and they were doing a thing, and Bert's reading the teleprompter.
Oh. When Tony was doing his jokes, he's sitting behind him, and
is he mouthing the words?
Yeah. And Bert is mouthing all the Tony's jokes.
Tony was great.
For a second, I thought Bert was having a stroke. He was doing this with his hand and going like this, and he was staring at the teleprompter. And then at one point, Tom had to look at him for him to say something. Tom did his line, then he went.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Bert was so nervous.
I feel like you're pulling off a visual joke. It's tough at those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that wasn't a good roast thing.
No.
But Tom, Tom Segura does a very good, like, and that's why we do this.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
Bert didn't. Bert was like,
Yeah.
And then coughing and while Tom's
Sam J was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the subsequent Sam J jokes that followed him. Yeah. Nikki Glaser's always great. The roasters are great.
She was hilarious.
Great.
Yeah. She's always great.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Hart really set the tone. Like he came out in the first like 30 seconds. I go, okay, good.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what level it was going to be. If it was all going to be softballs and just, oh, Tom Brady, isn't he handsome?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a burn on you, Tom Brady. But
Brady's face in the first like
he went right into it.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
oof.
You could tell he had a couple pops. He was drinking a little bit and he was ready to go. Here is Kevin Hart. From the roast, he was the MC. Jeff Ross, of course, was there, Roastmaster. But here is Kevin Hart opening the show.
By the way, single life is what you deserve because you had no choice. Giselle gave you an ultimatum. Giselle said, you retire or we're done. That's what she said to you, Tom. You retire or we're done. Let me tell you something. When you got a chance to go 8 and 9 and all it will cost you is your wife and your kids, you got to do what the f*** you got to do. Do you understand me? Yeah. You asked me to come here, bitch. I told you what I was going to do. This is also a good time to say, man, I love the fact that you and Giselle are finding the way to co-parent and still keep it together, man. Giselle is actually here supporting you tonight, but just in full transparency, she came as Antonio Brown's plus one. How's it going? What?
Run.
What? What?
He also said about, he goes, I can't believe that you didn't know. She was taking 8 karate classes a day.
Yeah. 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 She's still a white belt.
Yeah. Yeah. And he goes, hey, babe, you should take jujitsu.
Yeah.
He goes, it was your stupid idea.
Then it was so many, how bad do you feel that you can't beat up your ex-wife's husband?
Yeah, no, there was something about kicking his ass well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And then this was an awkward moment that was real, by the way. At first, I was like, is he joking? Because a lot of times whenever there's roast, people will get up and do the, like, stand next to him like they're a tough guy, whatever. But Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, was doing some jokes and makes a joke about the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady does not like it. Here is Jeff Ross.
And on the first day of training camp, that scrawny rookie famously walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, I'm the best decision your organization has ever made. Would you like a massage?
And Brady gets up and gets right in his ear.
I love Robert Kraft.
Don't
I love
that
him. Again. Okay, okay. He's so having awkward. Fun. Look at him.
He said, don't say that S again.
Yeah. So awkward. I wonder if that was one of the precursor things that they said, hey, you can make fun of me and, you know, talk about my divorce and everything. Don't make fun of Robert Kraft.
Kevin Hart brought it back up later when he brought him up to do shots. and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin Hart made a joke saying, don't worry, I'm not going to say anything else. Just a shot. Just a shot. Just, you know. But
it's
so, yeah,
weird
that,
that was the one, out of all the stuff that says, that's the one thing you couldn't
but you think about
joke
a guy,
about.
It's not about him, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And he must have been so good to Brady all those years. Right. Brady's like, I don't want him to catch shrapnel.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want him to be an easy target the whole night of them just making. Yeah. I'm surprised Brady got up and said that. Like, that's embarrassing. I would wait until the commercial and be like, well, no more.
There's no commercials.
Or some sort of break, you know.
I watched the clip a couple times, and it looks, I think they had a monitor, and they could see the feed, because Brady kind of stops for a second, looks down, and then he jumps in.
Yeah.
And they were cutting to Robert Kraft at the time, and I think he tried to, like, jump in before the camera was going to come back to.
Also not realizing they're all mic'd up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Drew Bledsoe has to be there because the way Brady came into Patriots.
He was great.
And everything. Here is a little bit of Drew Bledsoe.
So, look, Tom, I'm really glad that you enjoyed all this amazing success with the team that I built. Super f-ing happy for you, bud. Buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do. But I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
That was funny. And then Nikki Glaser, I thought, did fantastic.
Destroyed.
She really, really did well. She had some stuff about Gronk that was really good. Here's a little bit of Nikki Glaser from the Tom Brady roast.
Rob Gronkowski is not all here. Hey, Rob. No, Rob, you're not really as dumb as you look and sound and act and are. You might be dumber. Is it true you are the first person born with CTE? Is that real? Jeff, killer set. Congrats on the weight loss, too, man. It must be nice to know that being fat wasn't what made you disgusting to look at. That's... Sorry, man. You really put the ick in Ozempic. It's... Jeff, you look like your pronouns are it, that. You look like something cancer catches. Are you pickled? I'm confused. I love you. Tom, Bert, I love you too. You're presenting together later like two peas in each other's mouths. Bert, I love you. You know I'm such a fan of your joke.
This is so good.
Shirts are supposed to stay on, but he takes it off.
That's such a burn. She also had a great thing. They were talking about Tom Brady with the cryptocurrency and stuff, and she said that Gronk was into Bitcoin. She goes, but that's whenever he just takes a handful of change and chews on it.
She bites a bunch of nickels. Yeah. That was great.
The one really good line she had, it's too much. We couldn't put it on the radio, but when she's on, like, oh, your jiu-jitsu guy, he could kick your ass while he's...
Yeah.
I thought that was really good.
And then also, whatever Kevin Hart said about the Bitcoin thing, because I guess Gronk said something and Kevin Hart was sitting right next to him. And he goes, I was sitting next to Gronk, and Gronk was like, I do know Bitcoin. I do know. He goes, don't help her. He goes, they're helping her, Gronk.
He goes, they're making fun of you, man.
There was one comedian who made fun of Brady for leaving Bridget Moynihan while she was married. And he was like,
while she was pregnant.
While she was pregnant, rather, with the baby. And that kid was there.
Was it Schultz that did that?
Huh?
Was it Andrew Schultz that did that?
I don't remember, but Andrew Schultz might have been my favorite of the night.
Yeah.
Schultz was fantastic. That's what I waited for. I did not see the rest of it after Schultz because he was the one that I was waiting for because I knew he was going to destroy. Kim Kardashian was there. She got up. She got booed. Do we need to hear that? She got booed whenever she was there. And it was
and
just
that was another waste of time.
Yeah.
I mean, they set up a couple of jokes, but...
I mean, it's a big name, and obviously...
But also because it was that rumor that they were
dating. Right, but I'm just saying, for as long as it was, if you're trying to cut things out, she could have been cut out.
Tom had a great line towards the end about Kim Kardashian.
And Kanye.
It's like, oh, man. He's like, Kim, she's here tonight. She is so nervous, but mainly it's because... her kids are with her father right now.
Yeah.
That was good.
Here's a little bit of Julian Edelman talking about Gronk. Take a listen to this.
Gronk's here. I don't really have a joke. I just want to make sure that he knows. Gronk, you're going to kill it, Bubs. You're going to kill it. I'm so proud of you, Bubs. Now, Everyone always asks me how big Gronk's is. Now, don't get me wrong. It gets the job done. But there was this other Patriots tight end. Now, he was hung.
So many Hernandez jokes. So
yeah.
Which was crazy.
Who said that that Kevin Hart was using the stool that he kicked out from underneath?
Yeah. That was Hitchcliffe.
Hitchcliffe, I thought was great, yep. And I thought Schultz was great.
Here is Tony, and he only had a short amount of time because he came out from the audience and did the thing, whatever, but he just blasted everybody. Here's a little bit of Tony.
Randy Moss, I was upset that Bill Belichick said he wouldn't give you a ring. You know what else doesn't have a ring? Bill Belichick's phone. Everyone's up here talking about what a big winner Tom is, but let me tell you, Tom is afraid of the Giants, which is why Kevin Hart is hosting tonight. It's true. All night, he's been using the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out from under himself. Yeah. Gronk, I'm happy you could take a break from writing Santa letters to be here today.
That was great.
I knew you were here when we were all out of chocolate milk backstage. By the way, Gronk, that's Kevin Hart sitting next to you. That's not your shadow. Burt Kreischer is a king. He looks like if the Tiger King and the Liver King only ate Burger King and had a liver that looked like Martin Luther King got beat up by Rodney King.
It was great. It was great the way they just bash each other.
Yeah, but that's all. I was like, I wanted more comics.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Some of
too many. Although, who got up and said that Randy Moss dressed like Bagger Vance? That was great. That was great.
Who was that? Because I know that Kevin Hart said he's dressed like a public school teacher. Yes. Yeah. Institute.
It was 3.5 hours. So there was so much stuff.
That was Schultz that did that.
Yeah.
Schultz killed, man. He was great. Do we have any clips of him or no?
I don't think so. No.
We have a little bit of Bert and Tom. Here is Bert and Tom.
Tonight isn't just about Tom Brady's dream of securing a future for white children in this country.
No, it isn't. Tonight is about celebrating everything Tom Brady stands for.
He is so good looking.
Oh, he is gorgeous.
Look at the picture.
The picture is from the
I've ever seen. He
Rick can't hold himself together.
Oh Jesus.
That's you.
If Bert's not stupid, Bert knows the snorting, the, all that stuff brings the attention right back to him. He knows what he's doing.
Here is a little bit of Gronk doing it.
Gronk proved to the world he's as stupid as we thought he was.
It's unbelievable, and he thinks that he's not.
Right.
He thinks it's a character. Sorry, Gronk, you're that dumb. Here is Gronk talking a little bit.
Bert Kreischer, Crusher, I don't know, I can't f***ing, we all know that, is here. Bert went to FSU, Fat University. I love you, Bert, even though you stole my whole drunken gimmick shirtless thing I used to do when back in the day. You're more like Slob Gronkowski, you fat lard.
It's so funny that those obnoxious beeps have to play. We're beeping something we just watched last night without beeps.
Yeah.
So
but
ridiculous.
You pay for that.
I know. So, yeah. It's so insane.
Well, there were some clips that would have been so beeped
out,
that it wouldn't even make any sense.
And then, of course, Tom Brady gets to get up at the end and, you know, thank everybody and take shots at everybody. Here is a little bit of Brady talking about Kim Kardashian.
Despite everything we've seen here tonight, Gronk was actually useful on the field. Although the bar for Patriot tight ends was pretty low back then. Block, catch, don't murder. Thanks to me, Gronk was so beloved. There's a baby rhino in the Tampa Zoo named after him. And Gronk, I'm here to say, you are not the father. You could stop sending those checks. Kim Kardashian, thank you so much for being here. I know Kim was terrified to be here tonight. Not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
That's a great line.
Yeah. I wonder who wrote that for him. Peyton Manning was not there, right?
He was.
Yeah. Oh, he was. Yeah. That was after. Okay.
They said at the end, let's bring it up. The moment you waited for, the greatest quarterback of all time, Peyton Manning.
That's funny. It was funny. And when Peyton introduces Tom, he goes, "Give it up for 3-time Super Bowl loser." Yeah.
And then here is the last bit from Tom Brady.
Buffalo fans call themselves the Bills Mafia. How are you the Mafia? At least the Mafia has a ring you can kiss. Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest. It helps when all your fans are 14-year-old girls. And in honor of Tay-Tay, let's take a look at the Chiefs eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for 5. Shake it off. Philly fans are just racist assholes. But Kevin Hart is from there, so I get it. In Philly, they have to grease up the light poles so people don't climb them after games. You know how they grease up those poles? They rub someone from Philadelphia on them. And now, for the real reason y'all here, Coach Bill Belichick. So we've been through so much, and after 2 decades, I finally had to admit that all along it was you. You're the reason for the Patriots dynasty, because you, Bill Belichick, you are a true coaching genius. I mean, you had to choose between an aging, injured, overpaid Drew Bledsoe and a young, healthy, minimum wage superstar. I've been out of the game for a minute, so I'm curious. How many Super Bowl rings have you won since I left? Maybe it's not just the guy on the sideline. When I go to the Indy 500, I don't ask the winning driver, "Hey, who gassed up your car?"
His delivery was great.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of jokes tonight, but the truth is, I miss the love of my life. Football. So to my fans, it's been an honor to be your guy that you can count on to get the team down the field and somehow pull off a last-minute miracle victory. What's called in football a Tom Brady. And to all the rest of you who've been talking about me for 20 years, I got one thing to say. Lose my number. Come on, baby.
He's a little drunk at the end.
Yeah.
He's a little drunk.
But he did good.
His delivery was so good. He read off that prompter so good.
He didn't
sound rehearsed. Like it sounded like it really went on. I mean, he did a really great job. He closed that show out strong.
Bill Belichick, awkward.
But you know what though? That's the most emotion you've ever seen out of him. And then what's his face? Kevin Hart making them do a shot with Kraft together, and that was something. It was interesting.
And those guys are not used to being in that scenario where they're just destroyed. That much.
I got to tell you, though, Tom Brady, you got to stop with the Botox, man. You got to stop with the Botox.
You think so?
Oh, come on.
What did you see? Just this
weird, like, kind of pulled back and dead eye.
His skin looks glassy because it's so tight.
I thought he looked so beautiful.
Yeah, I thought him and Nikki Glaser went to the same place.
That's like a thing with me with toupees and gays. I can't tell what's what. But when he came out, I was like, God, he's so handsome. He's just so good looking. Yeah. And whatever he's doing in his head looks fine to me. He had alien eyes a little bit, but he always does.
That's what it is.
I was watching last night. I thought Bert is so goddamn famous. Like he is so famous.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's an A-list room right there.
Yeah. I mean, not that he doesn't deserve to be there, but that's all Netflix people. So
yeah.
I'll tell you, I tried to watch the Cat Williams special. Did you watch that?
No.
So
wasn't great.
No? No, like the first 10 minutes is him just saying how great it is to be there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it
all
took
right,
so long I to gotcha. Get into it. Yeah, and then when I did, it wasn't funny.
I didn't see the rest, but I like Cat Williams. Cat Williams is one of those guys that just makes me laugh. I couldn't tell you one of his jokes,
right?
But he just makes me laugh. He's just such a weird little, you know.
The rest of it is just racist jokes and him just saying how white people suck.
Yeah, even that I would have found funny if it was funny, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying don't watch it. It just didn't do it for me. Yeah.
So I'm sure that they'll edit that and package it and have it on Netflix.
It's on already.
Yeah. Is it?
Oh yeah. They're just running in its entire. It's
good.
Yeah.
Definitely worth watching. I thought Nikki Glaser did great. I think Andrew Schultz was probably one of the best ones. Tony Hinchcliffe was great. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope they keep doing more. You know what I mean? This whole Netflix festival is going on this week. Bobby left from here and went straight to L.A. He's doing a bonfire live from L.A. this week. They have John Mulaney's doing a thing a couple of days this week out there. And then they all have shows all over the place. So
Ben Affleck was horrible as well.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it just made no sense. Yeah, Ben Affleck comes out at the end.
It was like they let him write his own stuff. It
and
was
he just
terrible.
Comes out and then leaves. It was just. He doesn't deliver.
He was talking about fans that get too involved in criticism and all that stuff, and it was just really bad.
I thought you could have two more. At one point, I said they kept cutting to Shane Gillis in the crowd. I'm like, I don't know why Shane's not doing this. At one point, David Lucas was there too, who's also a great roaster.
Yeah.
I'm like, get rid of Ben Affleck and put like three more comics
Shane
on there.
Would have been great.
He would have destroyed. I thought he was because they kept showing him.
Having big names there. I mean, having Ben Affleck as a presence would have been enough.
Yeah, but cut it down. He comes out and, you know, he's. Maybe he's introducing somebody. Like, he had a good, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Yeah, just have him come out and make one joke and introduce somebody. That would have been more than enough.
You want people to be there on the dais so you have people to make fun of. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was just way too long.
Yeah, because the guys behind Bert and Tom, nobody said a word about them.
That was Levante David, Ryan Jensen, and Donovan Smith.
Yeah, it was at the Buccaneers side. It was weird. They didn't even acknowledge
him. Nope, not once.
I also noticed that nobody took any shots at Tom Segura.
Oh yeah, well,
nobody.
He got coupled with Bert a couple times.
But nobody said stuff about Bert specifically, but nobody really took any shots at Tom. I thought it was funny.
I feel like I feel like them trying to do things as two bears.
And Kevin Hart kept on calling them podcasters. Yeah, I told you guys not to bring podcasters on this thing.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's the Tom Brady roast. Did they say that there? I thought they said, and they may have been joking, that somebody else was going to be the next one. Who was going to be the next?
I didn't hear that.
Kevin Hart said something. I think he just said we need to do more of these.
Yeah.
It would be good for sure.
But now that you've done Tom Brady, who do you go to next? That would be good.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a step down for sure.
It doesn't have to be a sports person. It could be somebody else.
I'm saying, as far as the level of the person, so much stuff.
We had such success with my roast 10 years ago or 12 years ago, whatever it was, that we were like, all right, let's do another one. And then that's the problem we have is who can we do? What can we do? And then we're like, well, if you get like a big celebrity, and then a lot of the celebrities have turned it down. Like, I could probably convince Warren Sapp to do it, but would it be a success? Because I don't want to make jokes and look over and see Warren Sapp staring back at us.
Yeah.
And then there's certain guys who I asked, so I'm not going to say the names, that are just too sensitive. They were like, no. It's just too many skeletons that'll come out, you know, that those kind of things. So you really have to find, who would be good? Wells would be good. I don't know if he'd do it, but he'd be good. You just need somebody who's a great figure and somebody who's got a lot of things you can make fun of.
Boggs would be great.
The roast for you was one of the best things we've ever done, I think.
Yeah, that was so fun. I wouldn't mind if we got into a yearly tradition of doing the roast, because it worked out great. Dude, I'm telling you right now, still the best part about that roast is just the fact that we got every comedian that we wanted to ask. I had a list of 20 people and 19 of them were there. It worked out great.
My kids watched it last night. They'd never really watched like a roast,
right?
And they loved it. They're like, so you just make fun of people the whole time? That's the whole thing.
With no rules.
Yeah, and they just crush. They thought it was great. They were laughing their ass off.
Moving on, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is returning July 10th on ABC to celebrate its 25th anniversary. It is going to be celebrities that are going to compete on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and it's going to be competing for charity with host Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
It's ABC.
Yeah.
He's a good company boy. He'll do what they say.
I'll never forget the first time that show came on. I was on vacation. It was the first time I had ever gone on a vacation when the show didn't go on vacation. I worked on a different show at the time. And when I came back, everybody was talking about it. And I went, and I was on the boat, so I didn't get to watch any TV. I had no idea what it was, but it was the biggest thing.
Oh, it was
Regis
huge.
And the ties and the music, and yeah. It was insane.
And when Regis was doing it and it became such a big thing, they started having it on like every night.
Every night, yeah.
It was like, this is such a hit. We're putting it on every night. Yeah it was wild.
It was a big deal.
Bernard Hill from Titanic and Lord of the Rings and a bunch of different stuff.
King Rowan.
He passed away. He was 79 years old. There is a picture of Bernard.
Rest in peace, Bernard.
Yeah. Another thing that has passed away, Hall & Oates. Daryl Hall has confirmed that Hall & Oates are no more. I mean, we know they were talking about it and all that stuff and that they were suing each other, but he said it's done. Yeah. It's over. So
that's sad. So weird that they, after all these years.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
What was that? Your alarm. Yep. Okay, gotcha.
Get ready.
And then finally in news, the OnlyFans website hypes how they use the platform to have cooking classes, fitness routines, comedy acts, all self-help coaching, all this stuff. But if you're subscribing to OnlyFans, you want to see naked stuff, and the data actually backs that up. A whopping 98% of all content on OnlyFans is adult-only content.
Yeah, 98.
They have a new study that looked at the different states with the most OnlyFans creators. What do you think the different states that have the most OnlyFans creators? You already saw it?
I got to imagine we got to be up there. Florida.
Florida, surprisingly, comes in at number 9.
Really?
Yeah, it says 16 per 100,000. Oh, so they take it by 100,000. How many people out of there? So 16.
Texas, that's low.
California.
Texas, you said, is not in the top 10.
I was surprised by number 1.
California, not in the top 10.
North Dakota.
North Dakota, actually number 4.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a lot of stuff going on out there. 45 per 100,000. Yeah, North Dakota.
South Dakota, Christy Nome will kill an animal on OnlyFans. For you, you send her the animal, and she'll kill it for you.
Nebraska.
Nebraska, no.
Montana.
No. Number 10 is Colorado. Number 9 is Florida. Number 8 is Indiana. 7 is New Hampshire. Number 6 is Iowa. This is the creators, the OnlyFans creators, the state with the most creators. Number 6 was Iowa. Number 5 is Maine. You got number 4, North Dakota. Number 3 is Hawaii. Number 2 is Nevada, which makes sense.
My favorite girl is from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm not on her OnlyFans, but I watch her Instagram account.
Yeah.
She's not Hawaiian looking. She's a white girl with a little bit of Hawaiian in her. Ooh. Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. This is the state for the most OnlyFans creators. Number 1,
Rhode Island,
with 68 creators per 100,000. It's up that way.
Is it Vermont?
Connecticut.
Really?
Connecticut, yeah.
All the rich girls doing OnlyFans.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it students? Like college students?
Rich girls that want to stay rich.
Yeah. Rich girls that hate their husbands or whatever. Maybe they're doing it together.
We are going to have to discuss this. Hold on a second.
Here we go, Bone fam. The Bone Bonus. Sponsored by Farrah & Farrah, Tampa's accident attorneys. FarrahandFarrah.com. This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is
Monday. This hour's keyword is Monday. Head to the 102.5 The Bone app now and enter the word Monday before 15 minutes past the top of the hour, and that $1,000 Bone Bonus can be yours.
There you go. Good luck. Go get your $1,000. You guys.
Do it.
That is it for news.
Sorry. All right, good. We'll take a break, give you a chance to get on your on the app and go put the keyword in there. It's 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I will use those phones when we come back. It's Mike Kelt, the show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Kelt Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah personal injury.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.